Welcome to the Zave, Michelle and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
I'm so emotional. I'm going to have to go home, sit on the couch and watch some NFL.
Laughing at the start of that break.
Oh, I had to do that. I can't.
What was it? It was just said
we look like a pair of assholes because he's killing himself over in the corner. You're laughing. I'm like,
he said, I started with Jenna.
That was it.
She didn't say much.
And then just kept going. Just kept
hey, guys, talking. I'd love to stay for the potties.
No, this is about the podcast. It's about
actually,
you.
I've got to go and read this
right
media release. Oh, go on.
Welcome to the Monday podcast and big news from Basil
Zemplis. Yes.
Going to say it again,
Perth, Channel 7 broadcaster Basil Zemplis has announced Friday, 23 September, will be his last day on air at Triple M Perth. Zemplis, who shared the breakfast. Anyway, I could...
There you go.
Yeah, go on.
So what we're doing, what we are doing, of course, I will touch on it here. Yeah. We're doing a Thanks Baz moment. Yes. If you know the Brett Kirk moment where he does do a Channel 7 cross where he says Thanks Baz and then rolls into a bit of this stuff, we're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy. And speak from your heart. Da, 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 da. So if you want to jump in, you got a chance of winning a 65-inch 4K Ultra High D, Ultra LED TV, Harvey Beef products, $500 worth there, and 10 boxes of beer for your grand final. Masterclass. Join in and jump on triplem.com.au to get involved.
Yep. Do just
win
that.
Win page, head it up, load up your video there.
Bang, heaps of stuff in here. Where are you going? What are you doing? Michelle, a little doorbell.
Yeah, that was a hit,
wasn't
it?
Doorbell.
That's good. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank
we
you.
Didn't have a great deal of traction throughout the entire show.
No, that was just your bit. In the middle.
Well, you know I wanted... Well, I obviously touched a note with the public holiday.
You got your question changed.
Yes.
You talk about
the
that.
The public
out.
Holiday was a goer.
It was
and
a goer.
Not everyone's thrilled with
the
it.
The text line went crazy. Bunter. And why didn't we get that up?
Producer Tom.
What about the tap stuff?
Nah, it didn't
we
go
to do it tomorrow.
That's a good thing.
Wait till you find out about
it. It's just Tuesday's podcast.
Yeah, yeah,
we look to the future.
Right,
John Psychic, yeah.
See you guys.
And the Chemist Warehouse half price sale is now on. You can get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. Terms and conditions apply. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. Zave, a little bit earlier, saw Michelle knock on some Nude by Nature on the forehead. That is half price.
It's funny how she applied it, too.
Yeah.
Slapped it straight on her forehead.
Bang. Well, it's half price, Michelle. Yeah. Enjoy that.
Don't laugh.
If you don't wish to know the score, I suggest you look away now.
Michelle's around the grounds.
They've got some really nice powders, Nude for Nature. It's one of my products.
So when people know when you get the old Liverpool kiss from Michelle, you know, because she leaves
a scent. You've got the print. Is that Nude by Nature?
Nude by Nature. Why is that infected? That must be the perfume that went in. Sorry,
listen, this is a serious segment.
Serious.
And when you joke around like that, people
especially
don't get
when
that it's
when
serious.
We're rolling into Queenie sort of gear or something.
All right, here we go. No, here's your first one, okay, to kick off a Monday. Sting's going to be coming to Perth. How about that? The Police frontman will be headed to Perth Friday, 10th of February. He's going to be here. Write it down.
Mate, that might be a Valentine's Day sort of thing for me and Em.
Yes, jot it down.
Off we go together.
Perfect, because it's at King's Park as well.
Oh, outside
take the picnic blanket.
30-degree evening.
Yep, home. Oh. Bit of tantric when you get home. Mm. Oh, got to get up at four, babe. I do breakfast. You know
tantric?
What I mean?
Tantric.
Look it up. Sting's a leader in it.
That's the book, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You'll find like the lotus leaf position.
The poor bloke did his knee mid-lotus.
Your mate that ripped his knee open mid-lotus. Anyhow, if you're interested in seeing Sting when he turns up Friday the 10th of February at King's Park, tickets go on sale September 16th. So a little bit of everything, a little bit of solo gear, a little bit of Police.
And if you want a tantric book, I can get you one for $14.99. So there you go. There's your weekend.
Chemist Warehouse. Michelle, what more can you tell us? I got a heap more, thanks, Trace. And we got found out because I learned good at school.
Yeah.
We found out that we're getting a public holiday September 22nd to commemorate our Queen, of course. And and I will, as you plan, Xavier, and I've heard you off air, I'll be flying here, I'll be doing this, I'm catching up. It's a day to reflect.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah,
it's a
reflect
day to
how
reflect.
I can get to Melbourne a day earlier. In all seriousness, I can't. It's Ted's birthday the day before, so I'll be I'll be staying put, but unpopular opinion, a bit of an inconvenience.
Oh, we're going to
unpopular
talk about
opinion,
it.
Unpopular opinion, I get it, but anyway, that's all I've got.
We'll talk about that a bit later because you are fired up over that.
Well, I know that someone's got their hair appointment cancelled. Big event on the Saturday.
This is a man who doesn't care about brow tinting, but he's up in arms because someone's not going to get foils.
What's happening in Russia?
From here to here. Oh, wow. And what about this on the weekend? Hit me with the music. Bond. Perth music lovers were attending a tribute to a James Bond films that with the WA Symphony Orchestra, and they had special interviewee and guest George Lazenby, who, if you don't know, is an Australian actor who
I don't know.
Yeah, well, listen to this, because this put this in the bank. He once played Bond, and he's the only Bond to ever have played Bond once, and they went, thanks for that. See ya.
Which Bond, you know?
The baddest one. I can't remember which movie he was in. I should have looked that up. But anyhow, so he was there, and they're like, hey, ta-da, here's our Australian Bond.
Right.
And
no
good. And George went off on a tangent when he was in his Q&A, question and answer, about you know, his sexual prowess, intimate details about diarrhea, objectification of women, and one particular story that really sounded ripe, as in, well, is that criminal or not?
Oh,
it went on. It went on and on until someone in the audience finally shouted out, excuse me, this is offensive.
Oh,
and then they
they
jostled him off the stage.
Got him off.
Yes.
My Lord.
Wow.
Where does he get the confidence? You play Bond once, and then you were
I can tell
you. There you go, mate. Off you go.
1969.
69.
Dinner for two.
Bang.
Dinner for two. Is that what that one was called?
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Finger hovering over the doorbell button here.
Oh, no. Listen. So now for those who, because I do need a reference now if you do mention the doorbell.
Yeah.
Michelle did a phone topic. Do you have a doorbell one day? I didn't think that flew. Michelle thought it flew.
Many people rang. Not many were next. Their doorbell.
No, that's where the bar was set pretty low. And that's why Sian reckons this could be doorbell material.
And every time I go in, I go, oh, she could be doorbell, guys. But I think I want to run with this and see what goes on. This one's called, what are you doing?
This one's called, what are you doing?
What are you doing? And so it starts off today, right? This is where I got my brilliant brilliant question. Ring in if you've seen someone and you've just looked at them and gone, what are you doing? Because this morning I'm driving to work. Don't laugh. Deadly serious. I'm driving to work, right? I'm in the Mazda 3. It's tricked up. I've just spent a lot of money on it. It didn't get lowered. It just works. I'm sitting at a set of lights. And you know someone means business and they're just a little unhinged when the lights are green for us to go and there's a number of cars waiting and he's just strolling across.
Yeah.
But it wasn't just
That's unhinged.
10 to 5 in the morning, he's rolling across the lights while they're green and we're waiting for him going, anytime, bud, just jump out of the road. But he's got a giant mallet.
A mallet.
In his hand.
So you're not tooting.
No, you're not hurrying.
The old 6K Mazda's getting one on the bonnet. So you're not tooting.
We'll just let him get across in his own time. But he's random man, 10 to 5 in the morning, walking across green lights while we're waiting for him with a giant mallet in his hand. What's he doing? When's the last time you looked at someone and went, what are you doing?
Now, Michelle, I can't relate, but I'll try because in summer when LB was, 12 months ago essentially, I would get up on a Saturday morning very early when he'd wake up at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. at times, go down to Cottesloe and we'd walk all the way along, maybe Swanbourne, all the way down towards North Frio.
Lovely.
And a lot of the time I'd see a couple of people getting home. You know, so you'd have the exercises. It was a crossover period.
Yes.
You'd have the early exercises and then those on a bender. It was really, really good. And I'd go exercise, exercise, bender, exercise, exercise, hooking up, exercise, exercise. It was really, really. So that was the times that
what
I would go, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. You've done something. You're headed home now.
Did I relate?
Close.
Was that
a good
example?
Mate. Yeah. You could have rung in with that. But here you are.
Did you need me to go fake a caller?
1-2-3
I'll tell the same story.
Listen,
But I was around Kings Park this time. I was Kings Park.
Trick up your voice. If you've seen someone and gone, what are you doing? Where are you going? Because I was just a little bit, what's happening? Maybe they were wandering with a llama. That sort of gear.
Oh, the llama gear.
Call 133353 if you've seen a llama, call. But when's the last time you've seen someone and gone, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Michael, what did you see and think? What are you doing?
Yeah, hi, Xavier. Hi, Michelle.
Hey.
G'day, Michael.
Well, I don't think I can beat that unsavoury character at 10 to 5 in the morning, Michelle.
I'll have a go.
The last two and a half years of work in the train lines, as you can clearly tell. I've told you this about 45,000 times.
You've seen some stuff.
I do work on the train lines, and I have seen some rather unusual things.
All right, far away.
That is open to interpretation.
Yep.
But what I have seen is I see a lot of people drinking and smoking at the train station. It was one time I was on the Joondalup line. I was at Greenwood at 1 o'clock on a Tuesday, and someone offered me a can of JD and cola, and I had to refuse it because I was on the job. But I just looked and I'm going, mate, why are you offering me that? I can't drink when I'm on the job. There's cameras all over the train station. It's like Big Brother. Yes, I'm the David Beckham of the train lines, but I can't be doing that.
You're the David Beckham of the train lines. And you know what? You're waving a drink under his nose.
Yeah.
It's 7 in the morning, guys. What are you doing? What are you doing? You see how it works?
Yeah, no, I get it.
Done. 1-3-3-5-3. When have you seen someone going, what are you doing?
What are you doing? Or where are you going?
Where are you going? What are you doing?
1-3-3-5.
Where did you get it offered a JD?
1-3-3-5-3. Don't. It's happening. It's happening. Call in right now.
Screaming gets tickets on the table. 1-3-3-5-3. When have you said, where are you going?
What are you doing?
We've changed midway through. 1-3-3-5-3. Yes, of us.
Two questions that work side by side together.
And then all of a sudden we'll get people ringing with that beer ad. And they go, what are you doing here, Jason Smith?
Ben's in Geraldton. Hey, Ben.
Morning, guys.
Hey, how are you? What did you see this morning? And you went, what are you doing?
About 40 minutes into work, and I looked at the old mate, Robbie, and he was pissing off home direction. Said, where are you going? What are you doing? He goes, I'm going home.
Unbelievable.
That was it. That's all I got. Lazy.
40 minutes into work. What are you doing?
I'm going home.
Didn't look too crook either. He looked fine.
He looked, diagnosed him. He looked normal to me.
You know, there's a big question mark over that guy. Yeah, totally.
Dave, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, mate. Let's head down towards Mandurah. When did you say, what are you doing?
Well, mine's a bit of past tense. I was on my way home from work about lunchtime, and as I'm coming to the Lakes Road exit, there's a X5 BMW pulled over with about 10 cop cars, boxed him in.
Oh,
and he's standing beside the car in a pair of handcuffs. And I thought to myself, what the bloody hell you been doing to having 10 cop cars like that around you?
Funny you say that, Dave.
That's prime. What are you doing?
On Friday night, I was driving Albie and went down Scarborough to get him asleep. So you always check out what's going on down in Scarborough. A bit of action sometimes. Anyway, as I ducked off through a little side exit back up towards the main road, three cop cars, they were the territory types, with the little window, the lights in the back window and a car being emptied. I said, what are you doing, cheeky buggers?
See, it's happening everywhere.
They're not getting their car detailed by the cops, are they?
God, no. God, no.
There's something getting unpacked there.
Hold me. I've got my stick back here. Yeah. Just pop the boot. I'll get this done.
Just a full cut and polish, please, sir.
Everyone's asking, what are you doing? See, it's a thing. Finally, Leslie, we go to you. All right. When did you go? What are you doing? What did you see?
This morning on my drive to work, I'm driving along Kuyanana Freeway and we're coming to the standstill at the normal place just before Leach and I look to my right and there's a big fella just hopping along, great big kangaroo.
What?
A big kangaroo.
Just on Kuyanana Freeway this morning.
What did you say?
What are you doing?
What are you doing here?
You see? I think this is a returning...
weekly.
Yeah, it's
hey,
yeah,
Leslie,
it's
are you there? Is Leslie still there?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Leslie, you got a doorbell?
Yes, I do.
There you go.
Same crowd, Michelle.
You know it, buddy.
Same crowd you're operating with.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Now, the public holiday was announced just yesterday, Sharni.
I spoke to all premiers and chief ministers yesterday, and I'm writing to them formally this morning, and they have all agreed that it's appropriate that it be a one-off national public holiday.
Well, to start with, I'm campaigning. It should be a yearly event.
Yeah, pay respects to the Queen. Yes. September 22. So not this Thursday, but next Thursday.
Yeah, September 22, next Thursday. And I know it's a day of mourning. Unpopular opinion. I think it's an inconvenience for a lot of people. I'm just putting it out there.
What do you mean an inconvenience?
Well, I was talking to a friend yesterday who had a hair appointment. Was getting the roots dyed. And
stop it.
Well, that's not going to happen on Thursday.
So that was a Thursday booking.
Thursday booking.
You did say, actually, you mentioned this before. This is for a wedding, like her wedding.
Yeah, yeah. It's and then another deal. One we've got going. Well, we're flying on Thursday.
We're flying on Thursday to head holiday, over.
So now
we're
in lieu.
That double time.
But no, the public holiday is, of course, next Thursday. Mm-hmm. Ted's birthday is a Wednesday, so I can't go to Melbourne early anyway.
Oh, no, of course,
so
right.
I'm wedged there. But unpopular opinion, 0488 55 929. I think if you own a business too, to be able to put tools down might also be a little bit of an inconvenience. I don't know. I'm just a day of mourning.
So, yeah, what do you say? Are you in love that we've got a public holiday next Thursday, or is it just like, oh, come on, man, that's going to wreck everything?
Give me a couple of weeks to prep up.
Give
me a couple of weeks to try and get a booking somewhere.
Because in an ideal world, if that wasn't the Thursday before the grand final, you'd be getting rid of that Friday. You'd be out.
We're out. We're down south. We're in Augusta, having the time of our life. I'm at the wineries. I'm feeding the cows or whatever I do down there. But I don't know. I just think it's a little bit of a sudden public holiday. I don't know.
That you can't craft because it's too
craft
close.
I can't craft it. Anyway, that's all I've got to say about that. But,
Looking forward to the public holiday or like, oh, come on, you're just ruining everything. I've got my flow on. Mm. How you feeling? I'm all for it.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management. All nationally accredited. Australiantraining.com.au. RTO 2431.
When you want to talk footy,
listen to the roar.
There's only one man for the job.
They're loving it right now.
Our main man, Lachie Reed.
I should be so lucky, 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 lucky.
What a star he is.
History announcement.
Valet.
I reckon it's Embers related, just quite.
Is it?
Embers related.
Is it big, do you think?
We've done well. We spent the night in the clink on Saturday.
Oh, hang on.
Nah, that's just an absolute furphy.
Oh, my God.
Just catching up with a few ex-teammates.
Oh, Jesus.
I can't endorse those comments from you, Russ.
I can't. Am I too nice in saying the Fremantle Dockers? That was a successful season for the Fremantle Dockers.
Yeah.
Walk away. I put aside the disaster that was the night because it wasn't a great sight to watch. But Fremantle, 9 players, 22 and under, played in both finals. Mm. So they got some
experience.
Where did
you have finishing at the start of the year?
Well, I would have thought bottom part of the eight. I thought they were going to play finals. So they finished fifth. They won one final and experienced another final on the MCG against 90,000 fans.
So that late comeback cost them a draft spot.
Oh no!
Yeah,
maybe. I think actually, when we analyse their season, it's really it's glass half full or glass half empty. Mm. Because halfway through the second quarter, in final one, it was looking like a pretty dismal season. Yeah. And actually, if you look at their eight quarters of finals footy, they got spifflicated in about five of them.
Yeah, and they just performed really well in that second half of the first final.
So it's not a guarantee. And I appreciate Dale Alcock talking it up and being bullish, and so he should. That's his job. That's what they came in to try and do. But it's not a guarantee. It's not a roll gold guarantee that they're top four and upwards next season.
Well, look at Lockie's team.
Correct.
Yeah, exactly right. They just fell out straight away. And they just ran out of puff.
Say straight sets, Lockie, last week?
Yeah, you did say.
Straight sets. Did I say Brizzy would get them?
Yeah, no, you're all over it, Baz. Absolutely brilliant.
Baz has watched his first weekend of footy. Look at him go.
Yeah. I picked it up late, too. Top of the tipping, by the way, in the West.
Did you win?
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm equal to.
That's what happens when you email. I'll just have the favourites.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Big announcement.
So we'll talk in the next break about trades because I think when you mention about whether they can get better next year, the concern is there's a lot of players that want to move on from the Fremantle Dockers. And they're experienced players and they're players that are in their best 22.
Yeah.
So that is a bit of a concern.
I still think that maybe if they go fall back just a tiny little step, it's not the end of the world. If that means Erasmus Johnson, those guys are playing good footy.
Yep. All right. What about these finals this week? Michelle?
Yeah, go on.
Okay.
Mm.
Who's going
to
win this week? We've got Geelong and Brisbane.
I was just going to say you need to tell me who's playing. Right.
I'll work through them. Geelong, so they've been the best
Geelong
team all
Brisbane,
year.
Geelong and Brisbane, where are they playing?
The MCG.
Okay, at the G.
Brisbane just beat Melbourne at the G.
Oh. Yeah, Geelong. I'll go Brizzy again.
Oh, Brizzy.
Is that an upset? Yeah, I can see that happening.
Couldn't you? Full uppy. Geelong start favourites, and fair enough.
Geelong will be the favourites, no doubt about it. Got the week off. They'll be nice and rested, some of those old boys. Sydney and Collingwood at the SCG. This is really tough. Yeah. Everyone keeps going, I don't think the Collingwood are that good, and all of a sudden they're all into a prelim final. They are really excited.
Those midfielders at Collingwood, the Crispar, Degoe, Dacos, I know, goes in there.
They slip Maynard in there as well. He's tough as nails.
Brazzy, you love him.
Ooh, yeah. So Sydney, Collingwood, SCG.
Sydney, all based on heart. Sydney will win that. Yeah. That's what my heart culture. Desires.
You're wearing the red for a reason.
You know it. Yeah. Oof. Yeah. Any other big questions for me?
No, that's it. You've answered it beautifully. I'm going to talk trades in a moment. I'm not sure whether it's the most exciting time of the year trade, or whether it's...
Hang on.
Who's ringing now, Michelle?
I'm so sorry. That was an Instagram issue. My apologies.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry, shut up.
Is it the most exciting or most frustrating? Because you hear so many names getting thrown up.
No, I think this year's going to rock and roll. I think this year's going to be brilliant. Last year we got excited over Chera, Petrevsky Seaton, and maybe one or two others, which was hardly a trade. This trade period's got about 10 or 12 All-Australians/potential All-Australians spinning around.
Is Jackson coming to Freo?
I would say so. Yeah, look, so he'll have a meeting today with Melbourne, and I wouldn't be surprised whether they announce it over the next 24 hours that he's decided to ask for a trade. There was
so what
a little
assets
bit of
are we giving up with Freo?
Well, that's the question. How do they get the job done when they don't have the early picks that Melbourne
and
is wanting?
And it's hard to say that he's not worth two top-end first-round picks if you're paying him $950 for seven years or whatever the deal is,
so
6 years, whatever it is.
You could go on his form this year and say, look, he's not worth the first rounder. He's probably worth the second rounder. But he was a pick three, and his upside is massive, and he's going to get paid up to $1 million. So,
well, I think it's the pay thing that you're arguing. If you're Melbourne, you go, hang on. If you're paying this bloke to make him the top 10 richest player in the competition,
you've got
to
give up a
lot. You've got to give up what you think it's worth.
So a first rounder of, what are they sliding in at, about 14 or something like that?
That's nowhere near enough.
A first rounder this year and a first rounder next year, does that get the job done?
I think that's probably about it, yeah.
Yeah, unless they trade their way into some draft picks with some of the other players that they might be sliding out. If Lob goes, there might be some work to be done there, et cetera, et cetera.
So all the talk, Lob to the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah.
These boys remain over in Melbourne today. I think they'll come back over the next day or two, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday. They'll come back. Akers to Carlton. Loads.
I'm in bed. I'm officially in bed with Blake Akers.
Yeah, he had a good game.
I'm with Blake Akers, man.
You want him to stay or go?
I reckon he's an important piece. He's not that old. His season's incredible. He's best on ground against Geelong. He's best on ground against Richmond, wasn't when he did his hamstring. He was brilliant last week when the whips needed to be cracking, and he had a reasonable game on the weekend.
So the only thing there is they've got replacements in Matt Johnson and Neil Erasmus,
that sets you back 2 years. They're not going to play at Blake Akers' level next year, those two boys.
No. Liam Henry? Trading him?
Oh, yeah, I think there's a little bit of interest over East about Liam Henry. I think he just lacks that trick. Like a real trick at that size, it's hard to play.
You've got to be lightning quick or you've got to be a tackler.
Cozzy Pickett
Friday
night, was that the Friday night game? It was. When Cozzy Pickett was hitting those packs at full speed and there was tricks left, right and centre, and that's what a small forward needs to have, and I don't know if Liam Henry's got a clear trick yet.
So Tucker's the other one as well, Darcy. Tucker just had his knee surgery. Yeah. He'll ask for a trade as well.
Where's the interest over somewhere? I'm a Darcy Tucker man too. I think he needs to go somewhere and be told you're going to play 10 games straight and see what you can get out of him.
Two more. Lloyd Meek. Did West Coast have a crack at Lloyd Meek to be the partner for Nat Nui? That seems to be a really good fit, doesn't it?
Lloyd, I've said it a few times, he would have rucked probably in 8 or 9 teams. I mean, Darcy Fort was the first ruckman on the weekend for Brisbane. Apart from Max Gorn, there's no real superstar ruck kicking around at the moment.
Problem is you trade away the backup and then suddenly you need the backup and he's gone.
That's right.
We fell into that trap at Hawthorn once and we ended up rucking.
It happens all the time.
All right, and the last one, Willie Rioli, Port Adelaide. If they get the second rounder for Carl Amon, you take that and you're off and racing.
Yeah, it's second rounder and I think you shake hands and good luck.
Yep, that's it.
It's time to read the play.
Here we go!
What are we reading? Like?
Carlos Alcaraz has won the US Open.
Wow.
The youngest world number one.
Hey, you know, earlier the critics said you're only a tennis and basketball man. Maybe they were right.
Hey, I will add quickly, though, before we do wrap, the waffle finals are on the weekend. East Freo.
Come on, West Perth.
West Perth have been great for a long period of time.
Yep.
East Freo won by 10 goals or something against Claremont on the weekend. Mm. Who did they lose at the start of the year? Stranatica, Dixon, Joyce. Their best player, I've just had the brain freeze, ex-Carlton, Bokhurst.
He's the best player
in the waffle, ACL done. They have had people pulled out of that team left, right and centre of the Sharks, and I reckon they've had an incredible season.
We have to accept that the coach is a very good coach.
Very good coach. Louis trade at West Perth. Did you notice there were four out of the five West coaches that coached on the weekend in the waffle?
Yeah. West Perth Alliance.
Four of them all going back 10, 15 years. Valentine, Monaghan,
Curley.
Curley, and then Harris didn't coach, but he's part of the finals campaign.
And three jobs up this year in the waffle. Ooh. Perth, Swans, East Perth.
Summer to East Perth.
Is it?
And did you say Servi?
No, Subi.
There might be one more.
Oh, that's what the case.
There might be one more.
Do you know
yes.
more? Right.
Well, I've heard a little bit about what's going on. Yeah,
is that right?
That was a good read to play.
That was
very nice.
Yeah.
One that we didn't know existed. Talk about polishing a turn. Hey, turned up with nothing, and I've just got the gloss out all over that turn.
Michelle, the only way this is for your phone to ring. Go on, quick.
I can get that done. Hold on.
Get the career you've been waiting for with a mining or construction course at Australian Training Management, all nationally accredited.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Time has come. You're a droney?
Turn my mic off.
Drone,
what are you feeling?
Well, clear the decks.
Okay, yeah.
We used to say Pagan's Paddock, but obviously in more recent times we're just steering away from that material. You're not going drone, are
you?
You
want a drone?
Drone.
Go on, give it some. Give it some.
Drone.
No, give
not.
It some.
Well, we did pioneer the use of the drone,
didn't
we, Sean?
Yeah.
We
pioneered the overuse of it.
We over-mayonnaised the drone. But you know what? You've got to be famous for something, right? Hey, so look, there is a bit of an announcement here, but I don't think it's an announcement, Michelle, that's going to come as any great surprise to anybody because X, you okay, hold it together,
easy,
X.
Easy.
Well, X and I have been together since day one. Day dot.
Mm-hmm,
Jenna was here as well, remember?
Yeah.
Jenna didn't speak a lot, did she?
No.
But she was here. What, X? Look at X. He's uncontrollable. He's already emotional.
That's the nervous laughter that will turn into tears.
He's already emotional. No, look, team, it has been no secret over the last few months in particular that I've been coming and going quite a bit. And clearly with my other roles, there has been an increase in the travel commitments that I'm required to fulfil. I was away for 3 out of 5 days last week, which I think, Michelle, last time we checked, not exactly ideal for breakfast radio,
no,
is it?
No. That's maximum flexibility.
You tend to want to punch in every day. Yeah.
And I do have to say a huge thank you to Zave and to you, Michelle, for joining the team in more recent times to allow me to sort of be able to come and go. I want to thank, in particular, Triple M management, who've been unbelievable in recognising that I do have other roles and that those roles are important right now and I've needed some time away. And clearly I'm going to need a bit more time away. So as a result, with some sadness, having been here since the start, X.
Yes, absolutely.
Getting the ball rolling on the mighty Triple M in Perth with great pride in what we've been able to deliver. My last show on the program will be Friday before the AFL Grand Final. That's Friday week.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I leave in great hands the way that Michelle has come through and been part of the team with Zave over the last couple of months and now into the future leaves me with great confidence. So it's been an unbelievable start to Triple M here in Perth. I'm very proud of the role we've been able to play. But the right thing for me right now is to have a bit more flexibility in my day. And so I want to thank everybody for allowing me and recognising and understanding that need. And so that is what it will be from Friday week onwards.
How long have you done Breakfast Radio for?
I reckon on and off for close to 30 years, and actually not even off. It's either been here, or it was 96FM, 6PR, here, 6PR, and here again, but this time is Triple M. So it's a long time, but with the Lord Mayor's role, and when I first started, there was no travel, because obviously the borders were closed, but the borders have opened up quite a lot, obviously, and it's been a bigger part of the role than probably I imagined right at the very start, because the borders were closed then. And as I said, away last week, and I've got travel in October, a bit more at the end of October, more in November. Hard to be on the breakfast show if you're never there.
Man.
Makes sense to me, Basil.
Thank you, X. Thank you. You understand. Now, if it doesn't, here's a media release that I prepared about 2 weeks ago.
It's been a pleasure working with you, Baz. I didn't know you before we started, really, and you're a funny bugger, especially off air when the mics go off.
Yeah, you don't understand,
it's been a pleasure to get to know you, and I look forward to seeing what you do in the next 10 years of work. You've got some good things planned for Perth, and wherever that takes you, mate, I look forward to getting you on as a... as not a teammate, but someone that will speak to regularly around different roles that you're doing.
Well, I very much expect to be on in the week leading up to our first drone show on November 19.
How many drones?
Wait till I outline what we've got in store for the first show in November. And Michelle, absolutely brilliant that you have been good enough to leave the afternoons in the rush hour to come and keep Zave company and keep the ball rolling here on Triple M Breakfast. And quite sincerely, I'm really proud of what we've started. A brand new radio station in this market less than two years ago. And already the brand of Triple M is strong. It's well acknowledged. We're the footy station. And I'm really going to look forward to, in coming years, seeing the brand and the strength of Triple M grow. And I'll always look back with great pride. And, of course, this will always be a big part of my connection to radio here in Perth. So, guys, I wish you all the very best. Thanks for being so accommodating, and particularly thanks to Triple M management for allowing me to sort of drift off into the distance and blow the final siren a little earlier than we had anticipated.
Now, the phone lines are open, 1-3-5-3. Give us a call if you do want to wish Baz all the best or check in or do whatever you want. 1-3-5-3, the phone lines are open, so give us a call send your regards or whatever you want to say to Baz, because it has been a fantastic stint. 30 years, mate. It's an incredible effort, and as I said, I look forward to seeing what you do in the future.
It is emotional, X. It's times like these that you need great strength and great character and courage, and you haven't got much of it.
But there's only one thing left to do. Valet!
Oh, no.
But that's when you die. That's when you die, X.
Dead at 51.
Zave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
It's emotional in here.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm going to read you a text straight away, Baz, off the text line.
Isn't this a beauty, a beautiful, sentimental text?
Baz, prior to Triple M, I thought you were a flog. Turns out you're a pretty funny bloke. Good luck, mate. We'll actually miss you on radio.
Nah, you take
that
as a win.
That's power.
That's a big win.
That's power. You turned that man around.
Yeah. Well done, Baz.
Problem is, I was on breakfast radio for 28 years prior to that.
It's here where you blossom.
Well, I tell you what, that's the effect. That's the power
that's
of Triple M.
Amen, brother. All right.
Lisa, good morning.
Morning, Zave, Michelle, Baz.
Lisa.
Baz, it was through you and 40 that I started listening to Triple M. I was never an FM radio person until you guys moved over there. So thank you very much for just giving me that oomph to move to an FM radio station. And I've really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And I wish you all the best.
Thank you.
I know we're not going to hear or see the last of you because you're all over the TV and everywhere. So, it's been a real pleasure having you on FM, and it's been a real pleasure listening to you guys. I've really enjoyed it.
That's great, Lisa. And you and all of the others that came across with me, of course, keep listening to Michelle and Zave. And I've had a lot of people say something similar. Never really listened to FM, not been my thing, but have really loved it and loved listening to you guys, Michelle and Zave, and obviously to all of those people. Continue to enjoy the great Triple M Breakfast program that Michelle and Zave will be serving up.
So should we go to Ryan in Mandurah? Ryan.
Morning. There you go.
Ryan.
All right, Ryan, what would you like to say to Baz?
That guy with that SMS stole my words.
Oh
go on there, mate. Polish him off again.
Where was the exact moment that it turned, Ryan?
look, I didn't rate you, Baz. I didn't. I love you now. I reckon you're an absolute legend.
Good on you, Ryan.
And Ryan, if we could tell you half the stuff that he does off air, you are actually hysterical.
No, we've just got to organise the show off air. You know, take that sort of coach's role very seriously.
You've been having issues with that fringe. The turning point segment, roast Baz, and then go, but now. Here we are. Ryan got a bit crackly in the throat.
He did, didn't he? A bit emotional, yeah.
Wow. Hold on, I think there's another text coming through. Let's have a little look.
Right, let's get to it.
Oh, no, this one. Yo, Zave, no more BMX crew. Does this mean the snoz has drowned? Bondi Rescue over here.
It's been good gear, that hasn't it? Bondi Rescue's been good. That has been some significant material.
Unbelievable. 20 metres deep in water.
Yeah.
They thought Baz was drowning.
I heard you tell the story.
The tip of his nose was still just breathing perfectly.
Twice it happened to me, Michelle. The paramedics in Noosa gave me up as dead, and the paramedics that came in here.
Oh, damn.
COVID. Never seen anyone this dead who's still alive.
roll. When COVID sort of moves on, they'll roll out the top 10 around the world who got struck by COVID and survived.
Yeah.
And Baz, you'll be there at the conference. I've never seen a bloke go harder.
Absolute true story, that. Premier hasn't phoned through to wish us all the best.
Hold on. I'll refresh the text line. Hold on.
We're due to get him on.
No, we won't get him on.
Well, I know what will happen. You'll get him on the Monday after I've gone.
Yes.
Oh,
you might see him again, though, some stage soon.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts and even our energy.
It's Dave, Michelle and Baz's.
Thanks, Basil.
That's right. It's a thanks, Basil moment. Now, what we need to do is, of course, not everyone's going to be able to get over to Melbourne. There's a few of us that are quite fortunate and we're going to be in Melbourne. But if you're not in Melbourne, obviously, you need to have a party, and you need to have the ultimate grand final, a party package, right?
You now, can enter this, Sean.
I know, thank you.
Yeah, you can enter, Sean. You're not coming. So there you go.
I'm thinking,
so if
you're interested in an
AFL grand final party package that involves a 65-inch 4K Ultra LED TV, $500 worth of Harvey Beef products, and 10 slabs of the raunchy beer, a raunchy lager from a raunchy brewing company, well, you're in the right areas. So there's a fair bit going on here. Now, what we want to do is, now the AFL and Channel 7 did a sort of a tennis format, knockout format, to see what the biggest moment in AFL recent memory was. And the winner was, thanks, Basil. Thanks, Basil. Wiped out Leo Barry, you star.
Can I just say, that's just about the greatest achievement of my career. Just, what I love about is it's something that I really had nothing to do with whatsoever, other than I was the bloke that threw to Kirky.
That's right.
And the moment is now known
as
thanks, Basil. So and I'm not even in it.
So what we need you to do
is
do your own Brett Kirk.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. You're going to have to upload it to triplem.com, called Thanks, Basil, obviously, for your opportunity to win that 65-inch 4K Ultra LED TV, $500 worth of meat, and, of course, the beers as well. What a fantastic party that is. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, here's just a little example of what it is.
Thanks, Basil. I just want to give you a bit of an insight into the Saturday afternoon team. We're a bunch of unique individuals. Malthouse, Harley, Zemplis, McLaughlin, and myself.
We're going to exchange...
We're going to engage with our minds and our hearts. We're going to exchange ideas, thoughts, and even our energy. And to speak from your heart.
So we know
it goes
what it
on.
Is.
It goes
good,
on.
Isn't it?
Yes.
Now, what we need
is it about our show?
Well, it's about you, Baz.
I can be.
So we need you to do your own take of the Brett Kirk thanks Basil moment. Upload it again to triplem.com and you got that massive grand final party package.
Oh, I like this.
Now we will put up the words. I'm sure you'll be able to find them. How often do you get sent the words into your DMs?
Five times an hour.
Five times an hour.
That is no joke. In my DMs, I will have somebody cut and paste the entire text and send it to me, probably realistically five times a day without fail.
Are you serious?
Without fail.
Thanks,
so this is easy. You go to search up Triple M Perth, go to the win page. As Xavier said, the whole rundown of what Kirky said is there. You can upload your video there and then you're in on.
It's a pretty simple one. And then get involved and we're going to mash them together. But someone's going to win that 65-inch 4K Ultra LED TV, $500 worth of half.
Get involved, people.
Products and, of course, 10 slabs of the raunchy beer, a raunchy brewing company. Get involved. Very, very
simple.
Send
me off in style or just send me off, whichever you prefer.
Dave, Michelle and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Basil Zemplis leaving the show September 23 is
Friday
going to be
week.
Your last show.
Yep.
Friday week.
We'll be in Melbourne for that one.
Yep, we're there at the grand final.
Fitting, really.
Melbourne have just called a public holiday on the Friday.
Yeah. Thank you, Dan Andrews. That's respectful.
So there's a fair
bit
going on here, Baz, on the text line, 0488-5929. Ian says, all the best, Baz. I wasn't a big fan of you until you jumped on 92.9.
Yep.
Knew you as Eddie everywhere.
Oh, wow. Oh,
but I absolutely love what you've done, mate. So well done there.
Thank you.
This is the one that I like.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
On a serious note, anything that starts on a serious note.
It's not going to be serious.
On a serious note, on Basil's final day, can we have him taken by the WA lifeguards? We'll be in Victoria so we can organise Victorian lifeguards. By the Victorian lifeguards on a spinal board with an oxygen mask that has been modified to fit the Pinocchio nose.
Oh,
it's going to be a fun exit. I'm Euro also, Baz. I feel that pain. Oh, so I think he's in the boat with you.
I wonder if Hoppo and the boys might consider coming down to Melbourne for the day.
That. Imagine that if we marched you.
Well, what about this? It's a river parade, the AFL Grand Final parade on the Friday. Imagine if the last flights, mate,
you on a tiny little spinal board getting...
And everyone could say, thanks, Basil. Baz on the back of the jet ski. You know they've got the ramps on the back of the... We roll Baz onto a jet ski.
Yeah.
No, I like it a lot.
Either that or
I could just go quietly. How does that
work? Oh, yeah, no, that'll work.
Won't have it. Will not have it.
We are going to miss you, Basil.
Yes,
Friday
of
week.
Course, Sean.
Last two more show. Weeks, yeah.
Couple more weeks with the Zemp.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.
Thanks for listening to the Zave, Michelle, and Baz podcast for Chemist Warehouse. Right now, get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price at Chemist Warehouse. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Zave, Michelle, and Baz for breakfast. Never boring. 92.9 Triple M.